to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lauren Yauss, your Scarlet, Blue, and You host and the Hannibal LaGrange Alumni Director. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on the always beautiful HLGU campus. My special guest today is HLGU Vice President of Business and Finance, Will Stufflick.
Good morning. Welcome, Will.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. You also teach in our new agribusiness program, and you coordinate our new demonstration farm.
I do.
So that's why you're in your overalls. And you've also brought us another special guest.
I did.
And this is Snowball.
Let's make sure she behaves here.
One of our demonstration farm ladies. Oh, she's so pretty. Hi, Snowball. Welcome to the podcast. We've never had an animal on the podcast.
Isn't that exciting?
It is. Welcome. You're my first feathery guest.
And she's talking just a little bit, but she's kind of settled down, which is nice.
Yeah. So she is one of how many chickens?
One of 42. We have 41 pullets, which is just a fancy name for a young hen. So she's a teenager. She's a Delaware, I believe. So she follows me around the pen all the time, and so does the rooster, but I think he follows me around for a different reason. So he's just happy to be around. So, yeah.
But she might be your favorite.
Yes, probably is my favorite. That's for sure. That's why I brought her
today.
She
does have a name.
Yeah, I'm sure
all 40 odd others don't have names.
No, not the other ones, like Henri and...
Right. Stinky.
That's right. That's so true.
Well, I'm so glad. So, yeah. Well, welcome, Snowball, and welcome, Will. So let's talk about you.
Sure.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to Hannibal LaGrange and what your background is?
Yeah, you bet. So I'm married to Melinda, and we have 5 children. 2 are in the Quincy area, and then the other 3 are up in the Southeast Iowa region.
Oh, nice.
And so we just moved back from the state of Washington about a year ago. And we moved back because we have a granddaughter.
Oh, that makes sense.
She's precious and a true blessing. So, it's nice to be back in the area again. And we go to Emmanuel Baptist Church. So shout out to Pastor Anthony and Lee Wood and JP and all of everybody in the office there. So, yeah, they've accepted us, you know, as family from the first day we walked in. And your mom and dad go there.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And then I was in the Air Force for quite a few years in civil engineering. And so that's kind of where my ag background, even though I was in Red Horse and in the Air Force, we did some ranching. So we always volunteered to help out wherever we were at. So helped on a few farms out in Montana,
which
was nice. So, yeah, it was good.
So this is not your first go around with chickens.
No, it's not. And then I grew up on a small family farm. My uncle had a farm.
Nice.
And so I'd go down there every year, and I was always excited because I got a pair of cowboy boots. I think that's called child labor now.
Yeah, like new boots.
Yeah, brand new boots. That's all I got for the whole summer. But I was always excited. So about 10 to 16, and then I just started working on farms back home. Was like a farmhand for one of the local farmers. So, yeah.
Very cool.
I always enjoyed ag.
Well, good. And just a little bit about your testimony.
So I came to faith in high school, 15, 16 years old. Was at church camp. And, I had a pretty rough life growing up. And I always was wondering why I had such a hard life and things were so bad. And, you know, my friends would always just encourage me to go to church and go to camps.
Good friends.
Yeah. I mean, they're just fantastic folks. And their parents, you know, always took real good care of me, too, because I didn't have the best family life. And so, yeah, I went to church, camp. And that night, you know, I asked God to come into my heart and just really changed my life. That's a little bit about my testimony.
Awesome.
And my wife and I recently got baptized.
Oh, nice. Snowball's like, what?
Yep, she's like, uh-oh.
She's going back to the crate.
Right, she wants to make sure that she doesn't graduate
early. Oh, thank you for visiting, Snowball.
We need some assistance from the crew here.
He's just my producer, but now he's also chicken handler.
Chicken tender, as you say, right?
Hey. Oh, is that really what they call him?
Joe Garner, Dr. Garner's daughter, Catherine, helps us out with chickens. And he fondly refers to her as chicken tender.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And when the chickens aren't behaving, he calls her the spicy chicken tender.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you for bringing Snowball.
Yeah,
I know that made it a little trickier.
But okay. Yeah, I was talking about my wife and I got recently baptized.
Awesome.
That's been one one thing here at HLGU that's been helpful for us is understanding the Baptist faith, and understanding that, you know, the difference between being sprinkled and, as Pastor Lee would say, would be dunked or immersed, right?
Right.
The proper term. So, yeah, we got baptized. I think it's just been a couple months ago.
Exciting.
And, yeah, it was really neat. The church was, you know, everybody was there. Family was there. So
nice.
It was really exciting. So, yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, we are so glad to have you at Hannibal Grange. You haven't been here all that long.
Haven't.
But you have just been a ray of sunshine, and your enthusiasm and kindness shines through. So
thank you.
We're very
that.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
All right. So when I think of farming, I think of a small family farm with a little red barn, maybe a few cows, a few pigs. But I know agribusiness is so much more than that. So can you tell us, what is agribusiness?
Yeah, so you hit on one phase of that is the family farm. It's the producing arm of the farm would be a part of agribusiness. And then it's also the production and development of supplies and like your implements, so your tractors, your combines, and things of that nature. And then it's also the production, the storage, and distribution of ag commodities like corn and wheat and things of that nature. So really it's the whole gamut. So you're right. A lot of people think agribusiness is just, I'm going to be raising chickens or, you know, pigs or cattle. But really you can get into farm implement, dealerships. You can get in production there, IT and tech, ton of tech in the tractors.
I know you guys went to on a cool field trip to see like drone farming.
Yes. Yeah. We had a gentleman on there with drones. And then we went over to Beard Implement and sat down with Nate McGraw over there at Beard Implement. So shout out to them. And they showed us a whole array of their technology that's in the tractors. I felt like a fighter pilot.
Sure,
sitting in there at
the
joystick.
Controls.
The ground radar stuff in there. And it was really neat to see how far a tractor's come since, you know, I was last in one.
No, my grandparents had just a seat with a steering wheel. And now there's cabs with air conditioning and cup holders and stuff so you can listen to your podcast while you go. And
don't even have to drive it. You just
push the button.
Yeah, and off you go. You put a little thumb drive in there, hit a button, and it just takes off.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah, so why is this a good major for Hannibal Grange?
Well, you know, in Northeast Missouri, we're the only agribusiness program really in, you know, quite some distance. We are in the heartland of the Midwest as well. And so a lot of farms around the area, a lot of implements. You've got ADM with their animal nutrition factory there as well. So just a lot of industry in the local area. And we're kind of, sorry for my pun, I am a dad, but getting back to our roots, because HLGU did have farming, you know, at one point in time. And so we're kind of trying to get back to that just a little bit. And also, you know, we heard from admissions, Rachel Abrahamson that was here and recently left. She was saying, I get ag kids interested, but they don't have any, we don't have any hands-on activities for them.
That's the demonstration.
And I said, well, what are they
farm?
Saying? The demonstration farm. So that's kind of where it was born from. The concept was from Rachel and her conversations. And then went and spoke with our students. They were a bit apprehensive at the time. So they're like, oh, that's a lot of work. But then they started getting on board with it. And I said, how about just 10 chickens and maybe
start
an
small.
Acre of crop? Yeah. And they were like, yeah, that sounds okay. Next thing you know, we've got 42 chickens. I'm like, what are we doing? And of course, they all either graduate or they wanted to go home for summer.
Yeah.
But they'll be back in August. Abby Westerfeld is going to be our farm manager, which is exciting. And we're really happy to have her. She's already recruiting kids to come into the program, talking with community colleges. So it's been great.
Yeah. So have you been on any other field trips? You said you went to an implement. You went to a farm with drones.
Yep. And then ADM, we went to their animal nutrition. And apparently it's the tallest building in Quincy. So there's some claim to fame for them.
Okay.
So they took us all the way up to the top and showed us the gravity feed, showed us the different molds and the different items that go into the different feeds and how they factor all that in. And a lot of robotics in there. It's a huge plant, but not very many people in there working. So a lot of it's just robotics and machinery. Rex Nelson, Dr. Lonnie Nelson's uncle, has a poultry farm and a peafowl farm. Can't call it a peacock.
Okay.
You get in trouble for Mr. Rex. But he does have a great little farm just north of town, I believe, is where that is. And he was just so excited to have kids on his farm.
Sure.
And kind of walk us through the different genetics that he does. So he has a really unique business model when it comes to fowl. And poultry. So it was really neat to see kind of the genetics he was doing and then also the large chickens that he has
Are they that big?
They're huge. Yeah, they're probably 30
inches.
They sound
like inches. Mega chicken.
They are like giant chickens running around.
Sound like turkeys.
It's crazy. And then he's got peafowl in the shed. And huh? I mean, there's all the different kinds that he's got. And the money that he's able to generate from the different genetics was really neat to see. Mm-hmm. That business model is like, what's the need or what's the interest out there for your fowl? And he said, well, all these will be gone. And he had almost 500 birds out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. And they hadn't hatched yet either, so he's going to have quite a few out there.
Yeah. How cool.
Yeah. And then we went to Coon's Family Farm.
Okay.
That Angus farm, a little neat model. They have really good genetics with their Angus, but what they do is they have ultrasound equipment. And he travels around the Midwest and does ultrasound looking for at ribeyes. So when you get a ribeye steak, he's looking at the genetics of that cow and that cattle, and then also the ribeye to make sure that looking at the intermuscular fats and
Who
the fat
knew?
Content.
I did not know that it got that.
It is
specific.
Pretty in depth, yeah. Huh. And he just and they're live, so he just travels around and making sure the genetics are good. So if you're selling to Walmart, you have to have a certain fat content and certain genetic type that they're looking for, and that's other. Folks who are purchasing your cattle are looking for proper genetics.
Yeah.
So that's just north of town as well. So just a lot of agribusiness and unique business models
for
going
sure.
on here in the area. So, yeah.
It's such a hands-on major.
It is.
So we have our demonstration farm. So we talked about Snowball and her
right.
friends.
Right.
And I've heard rumors of cows.
Those are true. I can confirm those rumors. Abby has gotten a couple folks to donate some bottle calves to us. And so they'll be here in May.
May.
Yep.
Okay, so we got to wait a little while.
A little bit, but we're cleaning up, trying to get pens ready.
Prepping.
Fencing in
place.
We want
it to be perfect when they get here.
We're going to try.
All right, two little calves.
Yeah, bottle calves. You got to feed them every morning and every evening. And so just reminded students that, hey.
Yeah, this is
a lot
work.
Of work. Yeah, that's right. But that's farming in general, right? And agribusiness.
Right.
You're up early.
Yeah,
you're
holidays
in bed at
don't
late.
Count.
No,
yeah.
No, that's right.
Okay, and any other plans for the demonstration farm?
I think that's enough. Yeah, the corn. I do want to give an explanation of the corn because we were looking at sweet corn. We came up a little short this year on the corn field. But it's just starting out. We're doing our best. Out there.
It came up.
It is.
So
up.
For those of you who haven't been to campus. Next to our practice soccer field by the Maybe Sports Complex, you guys planted a little less than an acre of field corn and had some good help doing that.
We did.
But it just planted maybe a little late and a little, it just wasn't ideal.
That's a good characterization of what our field looks like. So, we're learning. Again, the students had left. The 42 chickens came from farm and home.
All at the same time.
It was like everything just like right at once. We were trying to, are we going to be able to put this thing together? And then all of a sudden everybody's like, here's everything.
Yeah.
You got to come today or I'm on my way with the tractor. Uh-huh. But it looks great. The chickens are, we're 42 for 42 on the chickens.
Yes.
Nobody's passed.
That's so,
or graduated as
Rex heart happy.
Says. Yeah. Right. They're doing
All
great.
The chickens are still with us.
Everybody's doing well. And the corn, next year, we'll mow it down this year and then next year we'll be good. And no college money, was spent, on the farm.
Which is awesome.
So it's just been the generosity of private donors
and
businesses.
Partners and
lots of partners, so internal
great.
And external.
Yeah. So been great. Mm-hmm. And we do have one. Rooster.
We do.
He slipped in.
he did. He jumped in there and they didn't notice it. And I'm like, you have to notice. You can see him right there.
You can see him. He's right there. But what we've now named him. And who did the naming?
Well, I think we were going to maybe try to have a contest.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe he doesn't have a name yet.
Not quite yet. Not an official name. How's that?
Okay. You kind of call him something when you see him.
Maybe.
Every now and again. He's kind of a nice rooster, right?
He's great. He's not aggressive.
Not, yeah.
He's trying to crow. So, yeah,
we're
he's
to work
the alarm,
on that.
Alarm system for the quad, so Tad and Coach Brown won't be late for work.
Yeah,
so,
there you go. There you go. And all those students, 8 o'clock classes, our rooster's there to help you.
He'll be up going. That's right.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, I'm so excited for all of this. This is so much fun. You've talked about some of the great partners we've worked with, Beard, ADM. Are there any that we missed?
Well, Farm and Home, Jerry Secker. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Girardi Secker, mm-hmm. Jerry Beard. For scholarships, Girardi Secker for helping us try to line up the seed, Lewis Seed for helping us with the seed, and I think I talked about Beard Implement. Mm-hmm. So those would be all the external folks that are helping us out.
Great.
And then the internal folks, you've got all the maintenance crew, even the coaching staff, with Coach Stoffel, making sure that we didn't go through the cross country.
The cross country route.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. And so, you know, we're just having great conversation. Your all's office in IA have just been wonderful to work with.
Trying applying to find
for grants.
Some grants. Yeah.
You bet. You bet. So a lot of great internal partners. The support from the trustees and from Dr. Matz have been great as well.
Good.
So, yeah. And the students have really, you know, latched onto this concept.
Well,
not
so
even
visual.
The ag kids.
It's right. fun.
Right. So all the students are not all, but most of them are.
Yeah, because our little chicken coop is behind the maintenance building, kind of where years and years ago we used to kind of have bonfires back there for students. And there's a little shed, which, you know, now may have calves in it someday.
Right. It will.
But anyone can kind of wander back there, especially during business hours, and just watch the chickens.
And then we'll also have a couple days where people can come out and, you know, look at the chickens. Maybe we can pull a Snowball out or one of the other nicer chickens, and they can pet the chickens. If they have kids that want to come out, younger kids, they can come out as well.
Yeah.
And then when the calves, you know, are babies, it'd be nice to open that up so students can see the
calves. You know, I used to hire a petting zoo for homecoming.
Okay.
Now you've just supplied my own petting zoo, an HLGU petting zoo.
There we go.
I love it. Feed the babies.
Please don't cow tip. It's
not
a real thing.
Yes.
Right? So don't try to tip the cows.
No,
it's not a real
thing.
Yeah.
That's mean.
It is.
All right. So what are your big dreams for this major? Where do you see it going?
You know, I'd love to have, you know, 15 to 20 students on campus, have a vibrant advisory board as well that's there supporting students with scholarships, and then internship opportunities as well. Would be great. And, you know, every kid that's interested in ag, like we have some kids in the ag program. I keep calling them kids. I'm sorry, everybody out there, if I have offended you. Don't cancel me, right? Don't cancel our farm. If you're under 50, you're a kid. But, you know, kids that haven't even driven a tractor before.
Right.
So giving them an opportunity to kind of see that, hey, here's how you drive a tractor, but then here's how you start a chicken farm.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something small. Here's how you start getting into cattle slowly. Here's the production process for field corn or sweet corn. And then here's, you know, we talk about agribusiness and what some of those inputs are. They can start seeing some of those inputs and then deciding, do I want to get into ag on my own and start at a unique maybe business model like Rex Nelson?
Right.
Or do I just want to work for one of those, an implement dealer, a chemical company, something of that nature?
Lots of options.
There are a ton of options for young people, and folks don't understand that. Sometimes they have, even if you have a business degree, a general business degree, ag is an industry that you can get into and make a livable wage, head of household wage, and actually, you know, do quite well in the ag industry. So you don't need to be an ag person to get in the ag industry. But we have some, we have that demonstration farm that'll help get you over that hump maybe to get an interview. So,
Excellent. Excellent. So if someone is interested in the major agribusiness or is interested in partnering with you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
You bet. Just come see me on the third floor. Abby Westerfeld is also on the third floor in the business office. So they can just come up and say, hey, I'd like to chat about ag business. And we'd love to have that conversation.
Awesome.
And if they need to go to a business, a local business, and say, I'm interested in the tech field, or I'm interested in, you know, cattle or ultrasound equipment, we can connect them before they sign up for the program as well. Got great partners out there.
Okay. Snowball's been so quiet. Did she fall asleep?
She's been doing pretty well.
We've lulled her.
Todd has the touch.
Todd's just holding the chicken.
That's right.
And cooing with the chicken. That's sweet. Right. All right. Well, anything that we've missed?
You know, I don't think so. I think
that was a good little overview.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay,
thanks again for having me.
Oh, thank
appreciate
you
it.
And for bringing Snowball.
You bet.
And appreciate that. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Remember, keep a song in your heart, preferably the HLGU alma mater, and Hannibal LaGrange in your mind.